two guys in studio who need no introduction to anybody who's been on the planet for any length of time. The world's most famous father across the table from me, of course, Walter Gretzky. And to my right, screenwriter, film producer, director, comic book author.
I prefer the title world's least famous father. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to pair me up with him, I'll take the lower end of it. I'm a bottom. We all know that. So I'll be that guy.
Kevin Smith is with us.
Thank you for having
me. Well, thanks a lot for coming in. The event is the Walter Gretzky Street Hockey Tournament. But this isn't a new event. This is you've been doing this for a few years, Walter.
4 years.
Are you changing stuff this year?
No, just trying to break a new record. The old record, I believe, is 190.
192 teams. In terms of a Guinness Book of World Records, I mean, look, Walter's been doing this tournament. This is his fourth year. This is my second year being involved. But some of us who were involved last year and had such an amazing time, a transformative time. And you're talking about... Look, dude, I'm morbidly obese. For one day, a 38-year-old morbidly obese man was a goddamn hockey god. Hockey god between those pipes. So I want to go back, and I want to bring people with me this time. But what we want to do this year, which is different, is there's a record to be broken. The Guinness Book of World Records puts 192 teams signed up for a hockey tournament as the most. All we need is 193. This record was broken out in Vancouver, Vancouver Island. I'm not even Canadian, and it's a shame. You know what I'm saying? Doesn't that hurt you in your heart?
Yeah.
Like, we're here at the center of the hockey universe, and out in Vancouver, those weed-smoking Pacific Northwesters, they have the record? BS. We're going to take it back this year. So we're looking to do 193 teams. I think we can easily get to 100. We got 4 months before the tournament.
200.
200. Yeah, I'm sorry. I said 400. Boy, did I get ambitious. 200. I think we can get there. In the 4 months that I have to promote it before the event, I think we can get 193 people show up. Boom. The tournament's in the record book.
Well, I mean, pick up the phone and call some of your pals in Hollywood.
Those cats are just like, where's Canada? You know, they're so, so self-centered. They don't know. They're like, Canada, isn't that where we make movies sometimes?
No, the trick here, Smith, is call all the Canadian guys
in
Hollywood.
That's true.
And there's a boatload of them, as you know.
Yeah, I know one of the most powerful. Unfortunately, he's not a hockey fan. When we were getting ready to make Zach and Miri, Seth Rogen was just like, I just got to be honest with you, Kev. I don't play hockey. I was like, it's cool. We'll work around it and stuff. But I tend to know a lot of Canadians who don't play hockey. I'm looking to rectify that, obviously.
Yeah. So you guys are looking for teams.
We're looking for teams.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what do people have to do to get
basically,
involved?
Basically, you go to Gretzky.com and you'll see the sign-up form. The team sign-up, I think the registration fee is not that expensive. It's maybe like $200 or something like that. I forget what the exact figure is. That gets your whole team in. You need a minimum, I think, of 6 to 10 or something like that.
Okay.
And boom, you got a slot, and you're entering the tournament. You're guaranteed at least 3 games of gameplay. As I said, I did it last year, and I used to play street hockey. I never played ice. I'm not a man. I'm a total woman. I never played ice hockey, but I played a lot of ball hockey, a lot of shinny. And in Jersey, we don't call it that. We call it street hockey. I hadn't done it in 15 years. The movie career took off, and so, suddenly you're like, oh, my God, I got my foot in the door. Forget about what I used to do. I hadn't played in 15 years, man, and then going up for that day, 2 days actually playing, it was astounding, dude. It was the most fun I've ever had in my life, and it's also one of those memories that I will take with me to the grave. Hands down, a top 10 moment in my life, and I've lived a really cool life, you know what I'm saying? But this instantly entered that pantheon. Being there with Walter, who's just an amazing individual,
yep.
Canada's dad, and one of the most giving people in the world. I mean, this dude is a role model to me. This is a guy who I after Zach and Miri came out, didn't do as well as I hoped it would. And I went into a sort of a mental breakdown of sorts. Not a bad one where I was hitting things or throwing things around the room, but I was just real bummed because I thought the movie would do a lot better and take me to a different place. And it didn't. And I went into like this self-medicating kind of weed-induced coma at my house. During that time, I had so much time to hang out. I've been buying DVDs for years, not watching them. Hockey of People's History.
Yeah.
The CBC miniseries. Now, it's on my shelf. I'm sitting there feeling low, and I'm like, what am I going to watch today? Because I'm trying to stay away from the internet. I don't want to be a part of my movie life anymore because I failed. I killed Seth Rogen's career. You know what I'm saying? This dude had multiple $100 million films. Everyone in Canada loves him. Everyone in the States loves him. I love him. I make a movie that it doesn't make $100 million. And I felt like, oh my God, everyone in Canada is going to hate me. Everyone on the internet is going to hate me because I've ruined things for Seth. So I'm completely off the grid. Pull myself off the grid. I'm in my library, getting real stoned, watching Hockey People's History. Amazing. Amazing. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like Ken Burns baseball, but interesting. You know, and meaningful. It totally appealed to the hockey enthusiast in me, the buried Canadian in me. I fell deeply in love with it. as I'm watching now, I've been a hockey fan for years. We all know this. I'm a fan of the Jersey Devils, most specifically. My only knowledge or experience with Wayne Gretzky for most of my life was, isn't he the dude that called this Mickey Mouse organization? That's about it, back when he said that about Jersey in 82. So at this point, I'm watching hockey people's history. When it gets to the Wayne Gretzky of it all, I'm learning stuff that I know about. I mean, I'm learning about this man. I mean, it never occurred to me that the world's greatest hockey player had a dad. The dad who trained him. The dad who, you know, put him where he is. The guy that built the back. You know, Stephen, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do.
Very much. So I love your book, and I talked about it a great deal.
I appreciate it, yeah.
But I fell in love with that. That was like, oh my God, it's almost better than Americana. It's Canadiana. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, what a great narrative. The Gretzky narrative, it captures imaginations across this country and down below to a degree, but I think I might be the one right now leading the charge down there. Most people are like, dude, he retired 10 years ago. I'm like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. He's the world's greatest hockey player. So for me, I kind of got into hockey people's history. That led me to other Gretzky docs, his books, and then Walter's book. And I became as big a fan, if not a bigger fan, of Walter as I was of Wayne, because this dude, man, he raised that kid right. That kid got so famous, he totally could have turned into such an AH. I don't know if you can curse. You probably can't curse. AH. This dude, he's one. Look at his assist record. It beats the goal. I mean, come on. There's nothing about Wayne Gretzky that's not impressive. This is the guy that started it all.
There you go, Wally.
To hang out with this dude is just a dream come true. So to play hockey in front of him, that's cool too.
Yeah, that's great.
Now I want to turn the clock back about 5 minutes here because
he's like back when I couldn't say something.
No, you glossed over something, yes, Kevin, that I want to get to. So you talk about the fact that you may not have been the most athletically fit guy.
Yeah, not at all
in the room.
Yeah. Or any room.
And you came out.
In this room, I'm actually doing pretty
good. Yeah, you're right there. You're right there.
I'm feeling okay.
Well, you're the youngest guy in the room. We'll assure you that. So, and then you talked about, but you participated in this.
In the tourney last year.
In the tournament,
year.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
No, but wait, hang on. Okay. Wait for the punchline.
I'm going to make it impressive. I'll make it even better. Go ahead.
Did I read you correctly that you were a goaltender?
Yes. Yeah, I'm a goalie.
Well, that's not really being a participant.
I know. Look, I don't get to run around, but dude, I go butterfly. You ever see a fat man go butterfly? That's impressive.
On cement?
Yes. Yes.
That's stupid.
I still have the scrotal scars to prove it at this point. Last year, when I went to the tournament, and that was the first one I attended, and I attended solely because I was like, Walter Gretzky, I could play where Walter Gretzky trained Wayne Gretzky, like in Brantford, and he's going to be there. I must attend. I must play. When I did it, when I got into goal, man, I hadn't played in 15 years. It just came back. Muscle memory. Like, I was like a cop, dude. Like, they trained me in the academy years ago, and I'm like, this is the moment I trained for. Ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom. And I went for the shots that weren't kill shots. I was on fire, dude. I mean, for me. Because I was driving. And here's the impressive thing. This is why I want to stress this point. This is how much the tourney meant to me. We were making this movie in New York. It was called A Couple of Dicks. Now it's called Cop Out.
Right.
Bruce Willis, Tracy Morgan. That was my first studio movie. I didn't write it. It was Warner Brothers movie. Big deal. I'm working with movie stars, stuff like that. First week of filming ends. And I say, okay, I'm heading up to Toronto to play hockey in a street hockey tournament. The whole production stops dead. And everyone's like, what? You don't do that. What are you talking about? They're insured. I was like, yeah, I know. I'm insured. That's a good thing. Because I'm going to go play hockey. And they're like, you can't. You're not supposed to do that. And they, Warner Brothers, got involved. But they were like, yeah, we don't think you can. Technically, we've never had this problem before, Kevin. Nobody ever tries to go off and play hockey.
There was no hockey clause in the contract.
There was nothing in the contract about it, unfortunately. And so I had to make them understand that I wasn't going to go out there and get killed. But at the same time, while I was convincing them, I'm like, I'll be fine. It's just shinny. It'll be fine. They're like, what's shinny? When I explained it, they understood. But the whole time inside, I'm like, I'm probably going to die in goal. I haven't done anything remotely. Dude, I don't even walk. You know, like, I get up, I roll over, grab a bagel, I roll over, grab the remote, and I stay in bed all day. Like, I'm not a mobile guy. I'm not out there. And so being out there was astounding. But for me, that's how much the tourney meant to me. That it came to a point where they're like, somebody was like, well, what if Warner Brothers says you can't go? And then I was like, well, then I guess they can get another director because this is important.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a guy that cares about the things he cares about, like most people. Sure. But for me, I've decided to kind of live my life as by paying the most attention to those things I care about. they aren't necessarily the things that are going to make you rich or super famous, but those are the things that mean something to you. And people will follow a heart player. We all know this. We're hockey fans. You can have somebody that doesn't have an insane amount of talent. You're looking at one. I'm one right here. But I'm a heart player, and people get that. You know what I'm saying? They feel the heart. They're like, look, he ain't talented, but boy, he's got a lot of heart. That works out well for me. You know, in the beginning, you used to be like, wow, what does that mean? But now I'm like, who cares? They're following. Mm. You know, it's like for whatever reason. So come to Brantford June 4th, 5th, and 6th.
Yes.
Watch a fat man in goal. Or fight the fat man in goal. That's what we want. We want people to come and play. Bring a team. Last year I bought 4 teams, and they were made up of people from the message board on my website and whatnot. People, but who look like me, dude. I'm telling you, there was more cellulite in Brantford that day than has ever existed before. But it was wonderful. There's nothing more inspiring watching like fat dudes giving it. They're all sweating, running up and down that court. And I didn't have to sweat that much because I stay in one place as a goalie.
Right. Yeah,
but it was astounding. Everybody can do it. Anybody can get into it. And there are different, like, little kids could come play, different, you know, the age groups and whatnot. There are skill levels are different as well. I watched a team play last year. They were called the Winter Hawks. These dudes were like an NHL team, man. It was like science. It was crazy how good they were. And I was like, thank God I don't have to play these people. There are other people who are like maybe my level of play that you could play against and whatnot. So you don't have to, what I'm saying is, you don't have to be great at hockey to come play. But if you've ever been on the fence about it, or if you've ever been this guy who's like, I used to play a long time ago, but then I got married and had kids and blah, blah, blah. This is the weekend to come out. This is where we're all born again in Brantford, yeah. June 4th, 5th, and 6th, man. Because it's like Steven said in his book, it's such great line. I'm stealing it. I'm putting it in a movie. Hockey, and I mean, you got it from Glenn Slats, but still, yeah. It's in the book, and that's where I got it. Hockey's a man's game, a boy's game that men still try to play. And for this weekend in June, we're all going to be boys and girls. I'm bringing a team of girls this year. Last year, I had 4 boy teams. This year, I'm bringing 4 boy teams, 2 more boy teams, and an all-girl team. And they're called the View Askew Girls, Badge for short. It's going to be awesome, but anybody can go. Bring a team. Come out and play.
That sounds like a blast. How's our time? We got a couple minutes.
I guess
you know because you got your Devil's pin on.
I do.
You are what I always.
This is what a great town to come to as a Devil's fan today.
Going down there to cover games in the old rink anyway. Mm. I was always convinced there was no such thing. You know, I thought they were pumping sound into the arena.
Yeah,
it always announced 19,000. There are always millions of empty seats.
Yes.
It always seemed kind of dead. There's no, it's a parking lot, right?
Yeah.
It's the old Brendan Byrne or whatever.
The old one, the Meadowlands. Yeah.
Why the Devils?
You're a Jersey guy, right?
I'm a Jersey guy.
Yeah,
so
but
I believe
not a Rangers guy before.
Oh,
or nothing?
No. I hadn't been a hockey dude until the Devils came to New Jersey. My mother worked for a doctor who was the team doctor when they first came to town, when they came from Colorado. So she would get free tickets all the time because nobody was going. Dude.
Yeah.
It was right. They would say 19,000, but it was like 2,000, 3,000 people in the stands at the beginning. So I'd get tons of free tickets, tons of free sticks, and I'm not a sports guy by any stretch of the imagination. I'm a fat dude. We don't like sports. Sports scares us, intimidates us. That's normally where we get beat up. Hockey appealed to me, though, on every level because it is a sport, and it's about brilliant athleticism, but it's a heart game more so than most. So for me, I don't know. I was immediately drawn to it. I completely forgot what I was talking about. Got lost.
So that's how you attached yourself to the Devils.
That was
right?
Why my mom gave me the free tickets because she worked for the doctor, and then I got into it more when my friend Walter Flanagan, who is a huge Devils fan, original Devils fan, he started being my spirit guide. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's one thing to go to a game and watch it. Another thing to go to a game and watch it with a hockey enthusiast or somebody who knows what's going on. It's like watching. I went to Edmonton for the first time before the end of the year and saw a game in Edmonton. I've seen many hockey games in my life. I've never seen a hockey game like I've seen in Edmonton because they breathe it, man. It's coming out of their pores. It's just, it's impressive as heck. Impressive as heck. And every once in a while in Jersey, you get that feeling, but not consistently.
Yeah.
You know, it's just not the high. It's, unfortunately, the Devils kind of came into, and we all know that. I'm not saying anything new, but you had existing loyalties there. You got your Rangers, you got your Islanders, you got your Flyers. Mm. So to put a team into Jersey, kind of central Jersey-ish area, most of the fan bases were already kind of spoken for. So the Jersey fans tend to be even more diehard than most fans because they have so many to choose from, they go right for that one. And, it's clearly the underdog team. It appeals to you if you're an underdog. If you're from Jersey, it defines who you are in terms of we are the underdog state.
Yeah. There have been... God, I'm trying to think. Has there been more than one serious hockey movie? I guess Miracle was the one.
Slapshot.
Slapshot
slap
is
hardly the, serious.
It's what hockey serious, guys like, though.
It's the, that's the move. It's the gold standard.
We get that.
Right.
But if you look at most hockey movies,
right,
whether it's the Ducks movies or whatever they are, it's comedies or parodies or whatever it happens to be.
Very true.
Do you think you... I mean, you're a hockey fan. You're in a unique situation, a director who is also a hockey fan who gets it, who understands the game. Could you do a serious hockey movie?
Yeah, that's what's next for me. Next up is this movie. Yeah, totally. Is a movie called Hit Somebody. It's based on the Warren Zevon song that
I had no idea, honestly, written the lyrics.
Oh, no, no worries. Nobody. I mean, it's not. It's nobody has to know what I'm up to at all. You know what I'm saying?
That's great, though.
But yeah, this is. I mean, it's all come full circle for me. I've had hockey in all the movies in little bits and forms.
Yeah.
Sometimes games, sometimes small references. It was a foregone conclusion sooner or later that I would make a hockey movie. I just didn't know it would be this movie. I back in the day, I assumed I'd make some kind of jokey fare, but the one I intend to make is the be-all, end-all hockey movie. Not the greatest hockey movie ever made, or not funnier than Slapshot, or better than Slapshot. I want to me, this movie, the movie I see it, this movie hits somebody that I want to make based on the Warren Zevon song, is a fable. It's a hockey fable. It's a big Valentine to hockey, to the game itself. It's a big Valentine to Canada. And the whole thing plays like kind of a sports version of Forrest Gump. That's how I see it in my head.
No script yet?
Lots of notes. The last act's written. I mean, beautifully, Warren and Mitch laid out the skeleton for me.
Yeah.
The three acts are right there in the song. You hear the song, the movie's totally spoiled for you, but there'll be a lot more to the movie than that. I just have to put a lot of meat on top of it. And for me, the story, you know, the story of, if you've heard the song, the story is about a goon. I identify with it like you read about, because to me, like I the way I got into the film business was through an utter backdoor, a fluke, from an organization quite like the WHA that just ceased existing fairly recently, Miramax.
Yeah,
they were kind of like the WHA of their time in terms of, like, there were people getting in who would never have gotten a shot otherwise. So the story appeals to me. I know what it feels like to be a guy who wants to do it so badly, but you're not as good at it as other people.
Mm.
So you have to rely on heart and character, because you don't have pure talent or skill or something like that. So for me, I identify with our main character. His name's Buddy in such a big way. This movie can't not connect. This movie, for me, I want the feeling to be the feeling I have when I walk through the Hockey Hall of Fame. I walk through the Hockey Hall of Fame, man. I am entranced. I am intrigued. I'm finding new stuff every day. I'm moved. I'm crying. I'm laughing. That's what I want it to be like. And that's what we're going to go for, and that's what I want to do next. So, as you might imagine, it's not easy to sell a hockey movie, particularly in the United States.
I'm thinking that might be tough. Yeah.
Oh, it was difficult. Believe me, I didn't think I'd go in and be like, hockey, and they'd be like, here's $250 million. But they were just like, hockey, really? You know, I was like, yeah, trust me, it'll work.
Should have pitched 3D. 3D would have done it.
Yeah, I was just like, 3D and Shrek's in it. They're like, oh, Greenland, you know. So yeah, that's the dream, and that's what I'm pursuing. And for me, it's a vision. It's a vision quest of sort. I don't even call it. We're not even making a movie this year. We're going on a cup run. This movie's too important. It's not just a movie. It's this. If the movie is what I think, if it could be 20% of what I think it could be, it's gonna it change the way normal people look at hockey. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's the way to explain hockey to people. That's my goal. I want to be able to take the movie, show it to them, and have them go, oh, and then want to go to a hockey game. You know, it's like you get so tired of recruiting people, where it's just like, dude, there's nothing like a live hockey game. There's no sport on the planet that compares to a live hockey game. People are like, really, man? Football is kind of cool. Yeah, stuff like that, man.
Yeah.
I make this movie the way I'm hoping to. I won't ever have to sell a hockey game again. I don't have to sell the game. This movie will sell the game.
The tournament goes June 4th to the 6th.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to register, you go to Gretzky.com. That's the easiest way. And all the information is there, Walter, is it?
Yeah, everything.
Okay.
Everything's there.
And the objective here is 2 million teams.
2 million teams? that's way too ambitious for me, dude. I don't know if you've ever seen my body of work.
Hotel?
I would never go for 2 million. We're going for 200 tops.
Some people will have to stay in New York at hotels because there won't be enough.
Surprisingly, Brantford has a nice selection of hotels. I was really taken by that, because Brantford looks exactly like my hometown, Highlands. We don't have one hotel.
No.
And this place has got a few. So there must be something to the whole center.
I don't think they had any till Wayne was born.
Is that the case?
That's right.
He's not going to argue.
And the money's going to the CNIB thing, right?
All the tournament money goes to both the Brantford Legacy Fund and to Walter and Wayne Gretzky CNIB scholarship for the blind program.
Yep. And the new movie is Cop Out?
New movie's Cop Out, comes out February 26th.
And you're excited about it?
Very. It's a funny movie, but it's It's weird. Like, normally I make flicks where I write them. I didn't write this flick. This is the first flick I directed. I didn't write. Normally I write them, so they're very easy to talk about because, you know, they came from you and they're a big part of you. And I'm not a filmmaker as much as a guy who rips open his chest and pulls out fatty chunks of his heart, throws it on two platters, projects it, and goes, that's a movie, right? You know? So when you're doing stuff like that, you know, you kind of tend to identify with this material a lot more than I do on Cop Out. I love Cop Out. Cop Out's really funny, but I'm still trying to figure out how I'm going to do an interview about Cop Out. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not like...
You're going to find out soon.
Very, very soon. I guess we're going to probably talk about how it was made, because you can't... How do you talk about the content of a movie that's just a popcorn movie?
Well...
Like on Jane and Silent Bob Strike Back, like even that I was able to be like, well, the meaning of Jane and Silent... You can fake your way through it.
Came from.
Exactly. But this, I can't fake my way through it. So I was delighted to come up here and talk hockey all day.
And what we're also waiting for is the hockey movie.
Have you got somebody.
Like, have you got a name?
For who would play
like
the
a working title? No, a working title?
It's called Hit Somebody. Same. That's Hit the name somebody. Of the song. It's based on the song. Same name of the song.
Good name.
Again, June 4th to the 6th, and we'll give you more information as we get closer to that date. We promise to stay in touch and continue to promote it because it's all for a good cause. We wish you great success with
Thanks
Cop Out.
Thanks for even having
Thank
us.
Thank you very much for having us.
And you guys, you know you're welcome here anytime. Nice to
Thanks.
See you.
Thank you.
Pleasure to see you guys.